I feel like they have some talented players, especially at the safety position. I feel like their safeties are capable of playing like corners and able to match up in man coverage. And I've always had a lot of respect for Malcolm Jenkins and his ability to, whether he's playing the middle safety run, numbers to number, sideline to sideline, or come down in the box and play the run, or cover a guy in man coverage and bump at the line of scrimmage. So I have a lot of respect for what they can do, and you know, it'll be a great challenge on Sunday.
With the versatility, as you mentioned, the versatility that they have to, and the way they kind of use those safeties, are they able to disguise things or give you different looks pre-snap than other teams are?
Well, they certainly can move around and line up in different places. So you just got to keep an eye on where they are. You know, sometimes they're not trying to throw you off. They're just trying to line up and play. And other times, you know, they're trying to keep you guessing. So it all depends from play to play and what they have called. But certainly, you know, when you're that versatile, you can have the freedom to do some different things.
Hey, Kirk, and knowing DeSean Jackson the way you do, what's he like a week like this when you're about to play the Eagles?
Well, I mean, he's a competitor, so, you know, he's excited, and, you know, I know he wants to be out there, and, you know, he played well for us last year in the two games against the Eagles, and, you know, he's a very talented player and a guy who, when he's out there, you know, whether it's the Eagles or anybody else, you know, is dangerous.
Are you optimistic that he'll be back for Sunday?
You know, I don't really know. You know, I haven't got an update on him today, so I don't have that much knowledge to say, but I would guess he's doing all he possibly can, and as the week goes, we'll have a better idea.
What's the overall mood of your club right now?
I mean, it's just so early in the season. I think we're all just feeling like this division's wide open, and there's a lot of football to be played, and we've all got to come in and just be, you know, very detailed in our work and tough on ourselves and very competitive in practice, and then have the right mindset on Sunday. And, you know, if you do that, you know, hope that that'll turn into wins. But right now, I mean, you got to be optimistic and excited and positive and feeling good because it's so early in the season.
What's been working well so far for your running game? I mean, you guys seem to be off to a good start there.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of factors. I think it starts, you know, with our coaching staff putting together some great run schemes, and then also coaching the O-line very, very hard to be very disciplined on their blocks. I think Corey Lichtensteiger, at center, does a great job IDing everything and getting, you know, his linemen and his receivers going to the right places. And, you know, play calling in the game is making a big difference of calling timely plays. And you got to have running backs who run hard, and Alfred and Matt Jones and Chris Thompson, you know, run downhill and you know, break tackles and run physical. And so it takes a whole group of people, but everybody's contributing. I think that's what makes it go.
Do you find that you guys are going to it more in part because DeSean hasn't been playing the last couple of weeks?
I don't think it has a whole lot to do with whether or not DeSean's in. I think any team, if you can run the football effectively, you want to run the football. I mean, that's certainly the best way to move the ball in this league because you can control the clock and really dictate the terms to the defense. So no matter who you have on the outside, if you can run the football, you're going to want to run the football. You know, it's not going to be every week or every play that we're going to get, you know, big gains, but we want to certainly commit to running it no matter who we're playing, and trust that if we do that, you know, good things will happen.
Kirk, you had a big game against the Eagles up here last year. What's different about you from last September, and what's different about the Eagles' defense from last September as well?
Yeah, I think the Eagles' defense is different in some ways with their personnel. I mean, some people have left, and some new really talented players have come in, so it doesn't feel like the exact same defense, although schematically they do some similar things. You know, I feel like I'm a much more experienced player, although it was a good day last year in terms of production and moving the football. We weren't able to come out with the win, and there were some plays at the end that you'd love to have back, so you know, I think my experience, just going through another year, training camp, off-season program, learning from the games I played in last season, that all, you know, helps me to have that much more confidence going in this week.